Welcome back to the Football From podcast. Today we're going over our first divisional analysis, starting off with the AFC East. So to start off, we'll go with the top team from last year, the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills made the playoffs and put up a huge fight against the Kansas City Chiefs, eventually losing to them in the second round. They went 11-6-0 last year. And they were a really, really good team. Josh Allen's a heck of a player. He just got this big new contract. Not new, but it came earlier in the offseason. But he's got this big contract. He's ready to go. He should be a really, really good quarterback for many years to come. They still got Stephon Diggs and a really good receiving core. Hopefully the running game can get better. I mean, the running game was the only thing I was kind of questioning when – you know, going over a team like the Bills. The running game was at best. The defense is really good, especially with what they did in free agency and in the draft. I think they're going to be a really good team, especially because they had Von Miller. The running game picks up. They are a legitimate Super Bowl contender as long as Josh Allen can stay healthy. And I don't have a question about that. He's normally healthy. I'm just saying he's got to stay healthy because if he's not healthy, they are not going to be able to make it that far. Second team in the division, they also made the playoffs and lost to the Buffalo Bills in the first round. The New England Patriots, coached by Bill Belichick, quarterback Matt Jones leading the team. They had 10 wins, 7 losses last season. They were another good team, but I feel like they could have done more this free agency and done better in the draft. We went over the draft last episode. The draft is what they needed to really capitalize on to get more weapons, get, you know, upgrade those positions that they still needed while they let Mac Jones develop. I think they could be a contender in the next few years, not for the Super Bowl, but to make a run, and they'll definitely give some teams a hard time. Maybe after Mac Jones, depending on how he develops, then they can become a contender. I could see that, but not next year for sure. Next, Miami Dolphins. They went 9-8 last year, narrowly missing the playoffs. They're another really good team. They just got to get Tua going. If Tua is the quarterback that we think he can be, they are a very good team. They have weapons. They have a good defense. I really like the Dolphins. But the big question is if Tua is the guy that they drafted and they hope to get. Because they gave him a lot. They got Tyreek Hill now. They've got a overall really good offense. He should be able to thrive in it. And if he doesn't, I think they got to go with the new quarterback next year, draft one. Last in that division was the New York Jets. I don't know what to say there. They were 4-13, just not a good team. They do have some promising young talent. I like what they've done in the past two drafts, if I'm thinking correctly. About who they drafted yet. That this year they had Sauce Gardner and two other first-round picks. They had a really good draft this year. I think Zach Wilson can develop. Just will he behind that offensive line? He's got all the potential. It's just the offensive line is going to need to hold up. That's the biggest question for me going into this season. Now that I've gotten all four of those teams reviewed in a short time, I'm going to give my thinking on how this division will place out. The Buffalo Bills are definitely, in my opinion, going to be the one seed this playoffs for in that division. They might even be the one seed overall and get the bye. In second, I actually have the Dolphins jumping. I think Tyreek Hill is really going to help Tua, and Tua will become something that is a very good quarterback. Maybe he only shows it in spots, but he plays, you know, all around good season. I think that could happen, and they deal with him. And they make a potential run in the playoffs to maybe get past the first round. I think the Patriots will narrowly miss the playoffs like the Dolphins did this year and make it in third. And I think the Jets will maybe get 5 wins this season. That's about it. I don't have many expectations for the Jets. I think the Patriots are not going to get worse, but the Dolphins are going to get so much better that they will jump the Patriots and take that spot. I very well could see 3 teams coming out of this division going to the playoffs, but I doubt that will happen. So that's all of the teams in this AFC East division. Next up, I'm going to take our first voice message on the channel. Link will be in the description below. Leave your voice message, ask me a question, and I'll for sure answer it in the next episode or as soon as I can. So let's move on to that.
Subscribe to Bourbon Trail Farms right now.
Okay, that message from Jackson Masters. I was more hoping for a question, but I'll include it in the episode anyway. I don't know what there, but thanks for leaving a voice message. That'll be it for this episode, though. Go subscribe to my other podcasts about hockey. It's called Icing All Caps. Not Icing All Caps, but Icing and the letters are in all caps. And obviously, subscribe to the Football Front. Leave a voice message, review, rate, and I'll see you in the next one.